This October, we're exploring ways to support your mental health and well-being with a hit of health. And if one more person says
you should get over it. We are having many conversations over the course of this month to talk about ways we can improve our mental health, ways we can cope in this day and age, and just the different challenges that we are facing right now. One of those very, very real challenges at this very moment is financial stress when it comes to living expenses, and everything is just on the rise. Petrol, groceries, mortgages.
We've seen within a week petrol excise dropped.
Yep.
And interest rates go up.
Yeah.
And we all know grocery prices.
They're so expensive.
Are going up. Groceries have been ridiculous the last few months.
They really have. So we're all feeling it. But there are plenty of us out there who have come up with strategies to save a little bit of coin. And we thought it'd be really great if we could all share them, you know, share these hints and tips that we've come up with to try to help everyone else out there to, you know, just reduce those prices and costs a little bit.
And look, we're under no illusions. Like, if you're under financial pressure, this is not going to, you know, cure the problem overnight. But every little bit helps,
dollars,
you know? And I don't know about you, but I feel like, you know, when I feel like I'm saving money, I feel better about myself when I'm in those situations, you know?
Yes.
But 131060 is the phone number. Heaps coming through. Alicia, first up, what's your money-saving tip, mate?
So when things are on special, like bulk items, toilet paper, washing powder, those kind of things, always get them. Whether that I need them or not.
So smart.
Something that I've been doing for probably the past few months as well is just getting those extra, like just extra items at the grocery store.
Yep.
So then, you know, if, you know, I go to the shop and they don't have what I need, I've already got it. So that's one thing for me. But definitely where I live, I'm in a rural area, so it's really hard to get our groceries up where I am.
Right. Yeah. Alicia, you just made me think, like, I didn't need the liquid soap we use for the washing machine. We had nearly a full one, but it was on special.
Yeah.
And when that's on special, it's $9. When it's full price, it's $18.
Mm.
That's a huge saving.
Dishwashing tablets, same thing, hey.
Yeah.
Like, you get them when they're on sale.
Steph's here. Steph, how do you save money?
I go all my grocery shopping online instead of in-store, so you're not buying unnecessary things that you walk past in the shop.
That is so smart. I couldn't tell you how much I've spent on unnecessary items in the supermarket. Like, it's crazy. It is.
And you got to remember, like, you know, shopping centres employ people who are, like, smart, like, psychologists, whatever. They're in our brain.
Yep.
They know, like, eye level is bi level.
Yep.
They know how to get the most into our trolley.
Totally.
Not, you know, yeah. They're not here looking after our wallet, that's for sure.
No.
Mel's here. Mel, how do you save money?
Well, two things we're poor on, right, is money and time.
Yeah.
So do meal prepping. Work out what your family needs for the week.
Yes.
Prepare.
Yeah. And then make it happen.
Yes.
And not only that, have a look at what you're spending lots of money on. For me, I'm time poor, so I need to have food on the go. I used to buy protein bars, four bucks each.
Ooh.
Now I go to the store, get what I need, and I made bliss balls for the week for $4.
Perfect.
$4.
Yeah, making it yourself is always cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're doing those things.
And lasagna freeze is awesome.
It does.
There's a Cliffo tip. The Hit Breakfast Show.